Today's story is The Story of Jesus and His Disciples, written by Alice Joyce Davidson, designed by Victoria Marshall. A little girl named Alice likes to read her books a lot. A bench right by her window is her favorite reading spot. Whenever she's not busy and has an extra minute, she reads her Bible storybook and looks at pictures in it. One day she read of Jesus, how he looked until he found 12 friends he called disciples to help spread God's word around. As Alice read, the airmail bird flew to her windowsill and dropped this special message which he carried in his bill. Reading is the magic key to take you where you want to be. Her book became a great big screen. The screen grew tall and wide. Then Alice took a little walk to Bible land inside. She saw Jesus walking, and much to her surprise, the story she was reading came to life before her eyes. The time is right, thought Jesus, to go across the land and tell the people who I meet God's kingdom's close at hand. I want to teach and preach and help everyone I can, but I will need disciples to carry out this plan. That day as he was strolling by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers fishing, casting nets into the sea. Andrew was one brother's name, Peter was the other. They both seemed good and honest and worked well with one another. Jesus felt that he could trust brothers like these two, so he called out to both of them across the sea of blue, "Come with me, you'll never have to fish for fish again. Follow me and you will become my fishermen of men." The brothers were quite puzzled, then each man on his own looked up at Jesus and saw that love and goodness shone. They came to shore to join him and follow Jesus' way, and they met two other brothers later on that day. James and John were mending nets. Their boat was on the shore. Jesus said, "Here's two more men, the kind I'm looking for. Come with me. You'll never have to fish for fish again. Follow me, and you will be my fishermen of men." James and John looked at his face and saw such goodness there, they decided that they'd go with him and follow everywhere. Jesus told his four new friends the news he wanted to spread, the good news that God's kingdom is coming just ahead. The four agreed, "We'll follow you and be there when you preach, and if you will instruct us, we will help you teach." Jesus was very happy with the four new friends he found, but he needed 12 disciples to help spread the word around. So he made friends with Philip and with Bartholomew, and a tax collector, Matthew, joined the others too. They met a man named Thomas, then found Thaddeus one day. Both of them loved Jesus, so they followed in his way. Then came a man whose name was James, and faithful Simon too. Judas joined the others, and all said, "We'll follow you." Now Jesus had 12 special friends, and every one of them shared his news, and they became fishermen of men. Everywhere they preached God's word, great crowds would follow too, and every time that Jesus spoke, the crowds just grew and grew. Jesus spoke in simple language that all could understand, and his 12 friends helped spread his news all across the land. The time had come for Alice to leave that Bible scene. She thought of Jesus and his disciples as she walked through her screen. How good it must have been to be with Jesus every day, to be his friend and spread his word and follow in his way. "I'm glad that Jesus is my friend. He's with me everywhere." Then Alice put her book away and knelt and said this prayer, "Dear Jesus, you're my closest friend. You teach me and you guide me. It feels so good each day to know that you are here beside me. Thank you for your loving words, your kind, forgiving ways. I will be your disciple and follow you all my days." The end. May we all be servants of Jesus all of our days. Amen.